Zach Osborne. Here's my problem. So I've been after Max at Fly for my mountain biking. Yeah. I've been wearing kinetic mesh, but I've been wearing black and blue.
Okay.
And I said I want a white kinetic mesh jersey for the summer. It's hot as balls in Vegas. He said, we don't make white. We don't sell white. White doesn't sell. We're not making white. Screw you, Mathis. You know, no white is coming. JT said the same thing. And now I come to Nashville and Baggett and yourself and everybody is in vented white jerseys. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Fly Racing, for nothing.
Do you want this jersey or something?
It will not fit into it, but I mean, that would be kind of funny.
I was stoked on the gear. If I don't win at least a Lit Kit nomination, I'm going to be very, very hot.
Yeah, you might. Yeah. Well, Baggett had it too, but we got to look at Baggett's boots, Baggett's overall getup.
Right. Yeah, you got to. It's a whole package. Yeah. You know, it's not just your gear.
Right. Hey, so before Darkseid was right here, thought you were coming out top three or four on the start. Looked like you had it. Did you get pinched off or something?
No. Honestly, just kind of turtling around on the first couple laps. Like, both last weekend, this weekend, Seattle, obviously, it takes me like four laps to get into the rhythm and into the race. And it's so frustrating because by that time you're in eighth or ninth place. And yeah, I mean, what do? You know, so I feel like if I could have gotten going even three or four laps sooner and kept the toe with Dean, I could have, you know, had a shot at being on the podium. But it just sucks to let it slide away like that. You know, my starts are really on point right now, and kind of putting myself in position to make some podiums. So it's frustrating to just let that go away because you're being too cautious on the first couple laps. But I mean, it is what it is.
You'd think you'd 250 guy coming off 250s, yeah. And nothing is more crazy than a 250 first lap.
Yeah.
You think you'd understand? Like, you know, I'm not making. I'm serious. Being serious here. You'd think you would be like, hey, I've got that part down.
For sure. That's also, like, at home, one of my very strongest points. They're like, dude, why? Like, how do you come out swinging like that right off the bat every dang day, you know? And then I come to the race and I'm like, yeah, well they're the guys I ride with every day, and now I'm screwed, you know? Right. So that's the most frustrating part, is just knowing that I can do it and knowing that I know how to do it and just not executing it on Saturday night. So I think just continue building. You know, I'm on a decent string of finishes, and
you feel like you're getting a little bit, hey, this is normal to me, fifth, sixth, fourth, whatever. I'm used to this.
Yeah, now it's, you know, not that I'm grateful for the fifth place that I got because it's the best I've ever finished, but at the same time, I'm like, dang it. Like, I could have done way better had I, you know, not dinked around on the first five laps. And, you know, obviously some things fell my way with some guys going down and whatnot. Otherwise, I would maybe have been a little more back. But, yeah, it's one of those deals where you got to be satisfied with progress, but progress is slow and frustrating sometimes.
Tough track tonight. It seemed like a lot of issues, a lot of guys having problems.
It was strange. Like, definitely never expected to come to, like, this area and have, like, stones and hard pack. Like,
Vegas hard pack?
It was, like, legit Vegas, but I'd actually rather ride Vegas because it's more, like, reliable, if you will. This, like, you just hit a spot and you're just like, oh, whoa, what was that, you know? But it's, yeah, I mean, a strange deal. Like, all the stuff that came off the top line where you would normally cut down, that was just, like, marbles and...
Baggett just told me the same thing.
Dude, like, it was just a pile of junk in the bottom, so you just had to keep riding the top lines, and there wasn't a whole lot you could do to you know, make new lines or turn down, and I kind of like to turn down, so... It was a strange track for sure.
Yeah. Whoops were tough.
Whoops were tough. The first set, like, I don't even know if they touched them after practice, which was, you know, kind of strange for the past few weeks. But I'm about the whoops. I mean, I like big whoops. I'm not afraid to hit some whoops. So the more, you know, I thought they did a great job with what they had as far as dirt. I mean, even when we started riding this morning, like, all the transitions and stuff were just like, man, this feels funky. You know, it felt kind of like a press day because the dirt was so chunky and stony that they couldn't, like, mesh it all in and blend the dirt. So it was just a weird deal. I mean, but I think a really successful event. I think the
lot crowd seemed good. Yeah, crowd seemed stoked.
Yeah, and rowdy too. Like, that's a good thing. You know, it sucks to go to a race and just be like, feel like you're just being watched by a bunch of bodies, you know?
Sealy was a nice little goal for you, I guess, to track down early, like, in the race, kind of like judging yourself on him.
For sure. He passed me I lost that toe to Dean right before he passed me, and I was like, dang it, like, now I'm going backwards. So I just kind of hooked into him, and then maybe 6 or 8 laps passed him back, and then I had enough time to get to Dino, but he was just going to, you know, we were like dead even, so I never made any headway on him. But yeah, it is what it is.
All right, so outdoors are coming up. I've been hitting you up on our text. How's it looking for the Mathis Can Stay in the Motorhome Outdoor program? How's that looking? What are we doing? What's it like looking like?
It's coming along. Rent's still the same.
Oh. Okay, so I just got to step up?
Yeah.
Am I going against 21 to try to pay rent against him?
No, he doesn't stay with me. He only stayed with me that one time
Okay.
Where were we? Oh, Foxborough. Because the hotel was like 45 minutes away or whatever.
Okay, so there's a possibility then if I step up, yeah.
Come on, bring it on.
Are you a slumlord or is things going to be taken care of?
No, slumlord. Like, you just bring your own food, bring your own drinks.
Right. That's bullshit. We'll talk about it later. Thanks, Echo.
Wait, there's more. Yep. Chad's the next guest on Shifting Gears. This is going to be really good.
Oh, yeah. I talked to him earlier. He's down. Shifting Gears. Chad Reed, when are we doing this?
Probably next Friday.
Okay, so we'll drop it on next Monday, yeah.
Monday, yep. For sure. I'm looking forward to that one. I think he's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll kill it. He's a great interview. So looking forward to that. Shifting Gears, grab it. Listen to it before you listen to the Wygants one.
Yes, always. What's his called?
I don't even know.
I don't either. Wouldn't know where to find it or anything.